Hi and hello, welcome back to KROV 91.1. I am the amazing Jim Kent here on the great station, and with me now is my co-host, Mr. Tyler Hawthorne.
Go ahead. How's it going, guys?
All right, and we're here with the band that you just listened to, A Holy Ghost Revival. Please say a fine hello to all of those people. So, I guess, well, here's the options up to you guys. Would you guys like us to play another one of your songs, or would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself and what you guys do?
We'll give a quick introduction.
All right.
Yeah, I'm Kyle Fryer. I play guitar.
I'm Johnny Bowers. I do vocals.
And I'm Corey Russell, and I play keyboards.
Das Keys.
Yes.
Yeah, we're a metal band from here in Oroville. Half of us from Oroville, half of us from Chico. And, we get down with some metal, as you guys just heard. It's probably not the most popular choice right now at, 9:30 at night? But we're doing all right, trying to keep you awake.
You know that's right. Yeah, trying to keep us awake. I mean, I'm clearly awake. I get to hang out with some pretty cool dudes right here. I gotta say, you guys happen to be one of my favorite metal bands out of Oroville.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment or not.
Sure, why not?
It's just, but I do love your music. In fact, when I got your EP, I could not stop listening to it. In fact,
really?
I loved it so much that my phone broke. So,
really? That's awesome.
Just melted, didn't it?
It just melted. There was so much hardcore going on that my phone was like, "No, screw it, I'm done." Right. So, how long have you guys been playing?
How long have you guys been a band?
We've been a band for probably about 2.5 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Close to three.
No, I think the first time I saw you guys was that out at the. That was a Grange, wasn't it? Not the Grange, Dunstone Hall. Was that your first opening?
That was our very first show. Like, you were there?
I was there at your first show, dude.
That's cool. I was
there.
That's one of our biggest shows, too.
I heard it got crazy. People knocking teeth and stuff.
Yeah.
Michael Bruno.
I do remember that.
Michael Bruno, to be exact. Yeah, that's correct. That's funny. Yeah, that was one of our biggest local shows we played today.
That was definitely one of my favorite shows that I've ever been to. One of my first metal shows. To be honest,
really?
One of the first metal shows I ever went to, and you guys were opening, and I heard that you guys were a friend of the previous band, the lead singer, Lucas Valadez, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll come on down.
Yeah.
And blew my mind. Loved it, guys.
Thank you.
Sick stuff. Fortunately, I did come out of it with all my teeth intact. I know this is uncommon for Oroville.
Unfortunate, yeah.
You know?
You definitely need to work on that.
Yeah, we can get that arranged if you'd like.
Oh, please, no, I'm fine. I love my teeth in the way that they are right now. Anyway, so what inspired you guys? Tell us the process that it took for you guys to get into music. I mean, for kids or people that are listening out there who want to get into, say, the harder core music.
And not just you guys individually, but also as a band together, like how long it took you guys to develop your sound and everything.
Yeah, me and my buddy Andrew, we lived in L.A. and we moved back, and we saw there's no metal in L.A. There is in metal in L.A., but that's not like the whole hip, cool scene thing. So we came back, and we really wanted to get back in the metal scene because that's you know, we obviously are from here and that's what we were into before. So we moved back and we started, he played piano and stuff and messed around. We started writing some stuff like that, but he ended up didn't working out and we couldn't find a drummer. It took four, five, six different tryouts to find a drummer. It took forever and I just sat on a bunch of material. And then his younger brother actually started playing guitar with me. His name is Greg Munn. I mean, you guys know Greg Munn.
Yeah, Greg.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Greg Munn. And he played with us for a while. And Johnny, of course, me and him have been in a band since we were 16 years old. Yeah, so he was obviously my first choice. Like, hey, he's in a band called Lysistrata at the time.
Yeah, Lysistrata, Beyond Blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Audrey Lane. You guys have been in bands in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it took a while.
Being in a band is nothing new.
We found the right lineup and, you know, got at least our foot on the ground as far as musically. So,
why did Way Beyond Blue not work out?
Well, we had our drummer. His name was Drew Martin, and he, we bust our butt playing, writing, and our whole point was to tour and do it, legit.
Yeah.
And got to the point to where he was like, "I'm not touring," so it was kind of like, "Oh, that was a waste of time."
Yeah.
And we just kind of moved on from it.
Yeah,
I
just
suppose.
Didn't
we were
come
just kind of young at that age too, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
16, 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
Just kind of fell apart.
He had a job at Staples, thought he was the best thing on the planet at the time. I got to save my career at that point, so it's like, all right, well, we'll be on the road. Have fun.
So what are you guys doing as a band now to, where are you guys going? What direction are you taking?
We are currently in the process of doing a music video. We're going to be doing a music video with this guy named Shandan Aran.
Shandan Aran.
He is an artist manager and like a video producer for Century Media Records.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we just had Anchored in Truth in here, and they were telling us that they played a benefit show for you guys. You're trying to raise money for the music video?
Yeah, and actually that came through for us super well. We actually got enough money to set the date with him and take the next step for that.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you guys get to have your input in what you guys want the video to be all about? Or
soon. Yeah. Well, yeah, we
ideas?
No. We do have some ideas brewing.
It's difficult, man.
Okay.
There's no lyrics and vocals on our actual instrumental right now for the single that we will do the video for. So the lyrics will have to come, and then we kind of give us some visuals for it.
Now, Mr. Man in the headphones over there, chilling out, listening to
chilling
us,
acting out
cool, playing up in the b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys, there were, okay, we're going to stop.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely up to no good. Started playing metal in the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And got in one circle pit, and the mom got scared and said, no
more. Playing with your keys and whatever.
This is, I'm so sorry that we're totally torturing this song. Sorry, Will Smith, wherever you are. Fresh Prince, whatever.
Because
you're definitely listening. No, there's no doubt that this is like, it was like KROV, totally, man. This is legit stuff. So, you are the pianist for the band.
Yes.
But you're also just, I've had a chance to listen to some of the stuff that you've put together. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And you guys are working on, is this a new sound that you guys have coming forward?
It's definitely the most orchestrated, layered song we've ever done.
We're trying to make it sound like there's a real orchestra behind us. I mean, we can't afford that, obviously. or record a full orchestra. So I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to make it sound like there's a full orchestra behind us and make it as epic as possible.
It sounded really good. We have that tonight, don't we?
Actually, I don't have a copy of that here tonight, but if you guys happen to have one chilling out in one of your cars, I would love to be able to play that on air because it's one of my favorite pieces that I've ever heard you guys ever put out. This new song. It doesn't have vocals yet, as far as I know, but the orchestration is absolutely mind-blowing. I definitely want you to just yell, "Freedom!" and just sit on the top of a hill and, like, in my kilt and, like,
Corey killed it.
Oh, killed it.
A lot of hours.
It was like...
busted his butt doing it, and it turned out, I walked in, he's like, "Hey, I wrote a little something. What do you think?" And he played it for me, and it was done.
It was amazing.
I walked in, I was like, yeah, we can use that somewhere, I'm sure. he wrote, a little tiny piano line or something. It ended up being something I felt was one of my favorite pieces I've ever heard. Emotionally, and,
absolutely. No, I definitely agree. It was like Braveheart met The Hobbit met Return of the King met metal.
Weird,
it was...
Man.
Met every cliche movie.
It's like every cliche movie where someone's got a claymore and someone's killing someone else. That's what it felt like, It was Robin Hood without the tights.
Yeah,
it was incredible. Oh, man. You know that's right. Everybody got time for that. Now,
we should have someone bring us that track, though.
We should have someone bring
us
that.
We could
bring
it up. If you could pull up the internet, we could definitely pull it up.
We can definitely bring up the internet.
Do you guys
have
the internet here?
It's weird. Maybe some of you are listening to us on the internet. I mean, I would assume we have the internet here. Mr. Tyler Hawthorne will get on that. But we have another band member here. Another gorgeous-looking band member. That's just my professional opinion. Come on down. Come on. Give us your name and what do you play?
What up? My name is Alex Hansen. I play guitar.
I'm sorry, was that Alex Handsome or Alex Hansen? I couldn't tell.
Alex Johansson.
Either way.
That's awesome.
Awesome. And you're so far away from the mic, I don't even know what to do with you, but that's okay. We will adjust to compensate. Whoa, Johnny, keep your clothes on. All right, so, Alex, what do you do? Give us more. I want to hear about you.
We want more.
I play rhythm guitar. That's... Kind of did.
Is that really?
He shreds rhythm guitar for sure.
He shreds guitar. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What's your what's your shredder persuasion? Do you like the ones with the teeth, or do you Not that type of shredder. Okay.
Yeah, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shredder.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, nice, nice.
The good kind of shredder.
Hooks, fangs, yes. And everything.
Only the best.
Awesome. So, what got you all into music individually? You know, is there a band that you heard that was like, yeah, I want to do that?
Me personally, my uncle played my whole childhood and sang the blues and did the whole thing. And so he got me into it when I was real young. He gave me my first acoustic and whatever. And Metallica was definitely my band.
Oh, yeah.
Got me super into it because obviously they're awesome. So,
all right, what about you, Corey?
I mean, I've always played piano as a kid and stuff. And
you took lessons and stuff, right?
Yeah, I took lessons. And then in L.A., I lived with Kyle when he was doing his band thing. And I was always there. And I always wanted to be in a band. And then I lived with him in Paradise. And then one day, he's just like, okay, we're starting a metal band, and you're playing keyboards. And I'm like, okay, so let's do it. I'm down completely.
All right. And finally, Alex. Well, we'll get back to you, Johnny.
I first picked up the piano when I was 2.
That's impressive. Were you a strong child? What is a full size or a baby piano that you picked up?
Well, actually, it was one of those grand old school organs, the little plug in organs and everything. Yeah, it was just a full size one, but like my mom freaked out when she saw me playing the organ and just jumping up. Just I was able to understand the music, and so she would always keep music around me. She would use the accordion. She used to use it as punishment until I started to learn how to play it, and then turned it against her. And then picked up the trumpet in middle school and just learned all the other instruments and went from there.
Cool stuff. And back to Johnny. Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
It was? That's
I just wanted to, I've always just wanted to be a singer, I guess. I don't play any instruments. So I'm thankful for these guys. I just hang out with them and I've always been into the Ramones. I guess that was like my main influence as a kid, like punk rock and heavy metal and stuff like that. Growing up, I've had like my older cousins like always introducing me to new punk rock bands, so that's kind of where I play.
Yeah. I gotcha. No, I definitely was a fan of the Ramones. Love some of their stuff.
He's attractive man, right, Billy Ramone?
I love how you guys all had different influences, but you know, the course of your lives, you guys all came together and you guys like the same kind of music, and you guys are all making music together. How do you guys go about making music? Like, what's your creative writing process?
There really isn't one. It comes down to like, you always start off with a riff or a keyboard line. Which one do you really like, and you feel like it could be the hook of the song or the intro of the song, and that's usually where we just build from there. We write a lot of the guitars first, and then add a lot of tracking with the keyboards, and then we usually bring our guys in. You know, Chadwick, who's not here, our bass player, and Alex, and bring them in and see if they like it, you know, see if it's what they're into. We dropped a few songs that, you know, we roll all the way through, we're stoked on, and then a few weeks later kind of realize that's not where we want to go. So
it's all just,
you know, the song kind of writes itself in a sense. Yeah. What comes next, what do you feel, what do you hear, and it usually works out nicely, so.
So it's sort of one of those things where it's like, hey, take a look at this, yeah. I got a wee song, and then your friend's like, oh, that sounds dope, I like that, and then you're like, oh, take a look at what I can play, oh, that sounds great, oh, we just made a song, what do you know, and then 2 weeks later, you're like, well, that sucked.
Yeah, you'll be your hardest critic.
Hodgepodged itself together.
Exactly.
So do you guys live together, do you guys hang out, like, outside of band practice, get along and all that?
We all hang out. I mean, me and Kyle have obviously been friends since we were in high school.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing about our band, and I think is, I don't know how to say this, but an advantage with us, because we're all really, really good friends.
Yeah.
We all hang out. You know, I mean, we all do things together outside of just playing music.
So it's like you guys are acting as one to orchestrate.
Yeah, it's definitely a bond that you need.
But also when it comes to being friends, you have almost free right to slap each other around saying, wow, that was a very terrible piece of music that you just played. Please never touch that instrument again.
Vocal.
You can now turn in your man card and your music card right now, because, you know, with a friendship, you have that opportunity to sort of kind of slap each other around.
Check the homie.
Exactly. Yeah. And... you know, you're totally fine with it. No, that's great.
I mean, it makes you a better person, a better musician.
Yeah.
And you guys, yeah, and you guys can.
Well, it doesn't put voids between you if you're just bottling stuff up and not saying, you know what?
I don't really like that, but I'm not going to tell them.
I don't really like that. I'm not going to say it, but I'm never going to like this song, even if we play it. So I'm just going to play off notes and call it jazz.
Yeah,
this is jazz metal here on Great... No, I'm...
So, speaking of your guys' new track, we just pull it up, and if it'll play...
Awesome.
It might play.
What is the name of that track?
The track is called No Vocals right now.
All right.
It's called Braveheart.
You're about to listen to Braveheart, the no vocals version, with the all mime cast. So you actually don't hear anything, you just hear the music. So here is Braveheart, no vocals. Thank you. And welcome back to KROV 91.1 FM. This is the great station and your host, Jim Kinemont, the incredible, the gorgeous, and the competent. And here with my...
And I'm the co-host, Tyler Hawthorne. How's it going? I am incompetent, but I'm working on it.
No, see, you're so competent that you're in it. You are incompetent.
I'm seeing a psychiatrist. Okay, so we're back. That was an amazing song, guys, and we've already touched up on that. I want to touch up on those khakis, though.
You can touch up on
you can touch his khakis all you want.
What are those?
Those are khaki cargo shorts, bro. I dig them. I have a pair of cargo shorts.
Khaki cargos, you got to have them. The khaki ain't tacky, folks, here in the great station.
I got some khakis over here. And
of course, if
some
you're
from... khakis.
Gotta love my khakis. I got my khakis with my khakis in my khakis, because they ain't tackies. Yeah.
Khaki pants, khaki.
So.
Trailer Park Boys, anybody know? Okay, next.
Moving on. We have a little segment that we did in with the last band, Anchored in Truth, and that was the Creed impersonation segment, and we're going to give you guys a chance to do the exact same thing, and we're going to be posting these videos up onto Facebook, on a Facebook that... no one even knows about yet, but it'll be up there by the end of the day, folks.
Hopefully.
So, we're going to have each of you...
If it's Jim saying it.
If it's Jim saying it, Jim's going to put it onto the good old Facebooky thingy. Wow, thank you. My phone is telling me I have low battery, folks. It has a low battery, and it's now time to do the Creed impression.
Let's do it.
All right. So...
we going to harmonize or what? I'm just kidding.
Let's do this individually like we did
chins,
the past time.
Everyone, please.
Tune in your chin. All right, go ahead, Corey. You're up, buddy. This is your.
Do you need a pitch?
This is your show. This is your moment.
Here, I'll give you your pitch.
This is my history. Well, I'm singing for tomorrow.
Yeah. That was good.
Yes, Corey.
I'm not going that extreme, but I'm...
with arms wide open. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Hooray.
I just saw. Take off my glove.
Right. Give it a shot. Let's hear it on the mic.
You want to hear me on the mic?
I want to hear you get closer to that mic. You got to get closer.
Hey, I'll give you a pitch to match.
Yeah!
Yeah! That's right on. That's a C flat, right?
I think so. I might have went a little sharp. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's me. I did as good as I could. I can't do it without
it. It was a good try. You're up there. You're up there.
Hold it now. I'm sitting in the cage and I'm thinking... Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Down. I like it.
All of those go straight up to Scott Stapp because he's awesome.
I got to see Creed live.
I actually got to work with him and meet him.
Oh, yeah, at the center, huh?
Because I work for J-Max.
Okay, nice. I heard you guys toured with a lot of big upcoming bands.
Creed. We actually toured.
I said coming up.
I wish.
I would pay a lot of money to tour with Scott Stapp. Even if it was just intimate and acoustic, I'm down. Let's do it.
Acoustic Creed.
Yeah, they had that. He came.
Do they really?
Yeah.
The advertisement was acoustic and intimate. Yeah. with Scott Stapp.
I don't think I could ever get into an intimate situation where someone's like, hurry! Hey, how are you doing? Great!
Let me light a candle!
I don't know if that's either Scott Snell or if that's Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
The one you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of almost...
They're almost the same thing. It's like Sean Connery and Bane. If you ever listen to Sean Connery and Bane, you know, you're talking
they're really
like
similar.
This.
Yeah.
In the darkness.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
Why? He is probably wondering why you shoot a man before you toss him out of a plane. Yes. And Sean Connery's right here.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Is that his real voice, you think?
I hope so, because this is such
Connery?
An awesome voice.
Do you think his real voice is like a stage thing?
I have
real?
No clue.
I think so.
Like Gilbert Gottfried, I actually got to meet him. That's actually his real voice. Oh my God!
Kind of.
That voice.
Well, if it's a fake voice, he's been keeping up the charade for a while. I got to give him props for that.
Yeah. He's been so long that is what he does.
He goes home and just cries because he can't be himself.
Right? It's like that old thing, you know. That old phrase, you know, your mother would come up to you, you know, if you keep making that face,
yeah,
it's going to stay that way. And he just did that voice so much that he's it got stuck.
He's got to watch out who he invites into his house, though, you know, like, honey, I'm going to go to the bathroom now, you know. Oh, voila, yes, that feels so amazing.
You know, at that moment when you have to let your guard down. Now, I would actually like to hear it now. At this last show, you guys did a show to support your music video. I got to hear some of the tracks of you screaming because I live recorded the entire show. And I got to say, that was quite an interesting moment for me.
Whoa, so you recorded each track separate?
I can actually divide each track separately. Because you guys aren't entirely mic'd, I didn't mic every single... It's not the full sound, but I definitely got to hear Johnny scream from an entirely different perspective.
For the worse.
And I am not doing
How
that
did
right
it go? Did
oh, fine. I was just going to say, you could just scream for us and maybe
acapella
something. Acapella screaming, right.
A little bit of energy and emotion to go to scream like that.
That's a good point.
Well, let's go around the room trying to figure out what we can use for instruments and noises.
You know.
I could start by slapping Johnny.
We could, you know, it is reminiscent of a painful scream every once in a while because there's so much emotion put into that one moment.
Yeah. That was supposed to be the point of screaming. Now it's gotten to a cliche that people just scream because they feel like it's a
cool
genre
of
music. They don't even scream passionately anymore, which is
And that raises a question in my mind. You guys are called Holy Ghost Revival. Is that some kind of, you know, touching based on some form of spirituality at all, or like?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we call ourselves either Christian or Buddhism or whatever you want to get into, Hinduism, whatever we get into. The Holy Ghost, we feel like, represents our connection to the divine, whatever you may call that.
Okay.
And a revival of that is a revival of the human spirit.
Okay.
And the celebration of that, and you know, so that's what our band likes to represent. And that's what I mean our band that.
Yeah, for the viewers that kind of you know, some people just don't get it, you know.
Yeah, well, a lot of people get mad because they find out we're not entirely Christian, and the Holy Ghost is technically a Christian term. It's been around for thousands of years. I don't know why they feel entitled to use it. You know what I mean? But you know, so it comes down to just the human spirit, and it's in every single one of us, and the revival of that, and that's basically what let it be.
Okay.
So I've brought in Mr. Lucas Valadez to give us sort of an example. Lucas! So, I just wanted to try to make a point here when it came to screaming. Screaming used to be something that was passionate. So what I'm going to have Lucas do is walk over to that mic over there.
There you go, sir.
And I want you to scream something passionate like, I'm in pain. Because that seems like a passionate... Or say, my soul writhes. Just go for it.
No, go for it.
Go for it, go for it. My soul writhes.
I don't think we should tell him what to scream, because then the
passion
isn't there. Scream what you want to scream.
Here we go.
My soul writhes!
Yes.
Right? That's something that's extremely passionate, very very screaming. Now I want you to say something that's completely... This is the shift, though. The paradigm shift over time is... something that, you know, there's a shift from, oh, this is passionate, to this is something that's plain. So I want you to scream something like, I fold laundry.
I fold laundry!
Still felt pretty passionate. Like, you legitimately love to fold laundry.
That's the paradigm, though, is that people are screaming about things that are, like, almost everyday things. So you could be, you know...
It's but you like, could just really be passionate about it.
I mean, come on.
These French fries are amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
These French fries are amazing!
There you go.
There you go. See, you could just be passionate about something that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
It's like...
It makes sense to me and my soul, though.
There you go.
I love French fries.
French fries
actually,
connects
it
starches.
Actually,
starches.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, though. When you listen to metal for a while, you can kind of start to understand it. Am I right? Like,
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, verbally,
you definitely start picking up on it, and you can listen to it like any other song, and you can listen to it like the actual words that they're saying. And
So it's strange. People are screaming about how they love someone, but it's also like a, because they're a death metal, quote unquote death metal band, they're screaming it like they're the biggest,
biggest
thing in the world. But they're talking about something something you don't really scream about. You know,
people
so
get the wrong idea.
It's strange.
About it.
Yeah. Well, they're screaming just because they know that it's that's what you do in a band now. It's no longer started out, you know, screaming because that's what you want. That's what came out. It had to come out. That's how passionate or that's how, you know, moved you were by these words. Yeah. And it's no longer that anymore. It's, you know, quite a cliche if you ask me.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean. No, while I was in Massachusetts, I got a chance to listen to some incredible music that was completely off the walls. Unfortunately, in my case, when I first approached it, it looked like someone was having a 4-year-old temper tantrum on stage where she was like, just like that. I swear, it's just about as exact like that with the body convulsions and everything on stage.
Band name, by any chance?
No, I don't remember.
Like heavy Lolo. You remember them?
Yeah.
It
was very, very new agey, you know, sounds and patterns that were arrhythmic. Now, one thing for me, because I didn't initially listen to heavy metal music, I'm going to be honest, I listened to classical music. And the thing that really made the point for me, now, many of you out there listening to the show maybe don't appreciate metal music entirely or don't quite understand it because, oh, it's just a bunch of screaming, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess coming from a musician's perspective, I've noticed a lot of just incredible musicianship in heavy metal screaming, particularly in the screaming, because you're saying, well, how is that? Even, you know, how
hard,
is that music?
How is it hard or how is it?
Yeah, and you know, you take apart normal music and you say, well, singing is a combination of rhythm, notes, and lyrics. What you guys have are notes and lyrics, and you do have a note, but it's more like a register. You know, you have a high scream, mid scream, low scream. Yeah. You know, you can variate. But what people have to realize is that in some cases, in even some cultures, the rhythm is the base of music. You know, rhythm drives a song, and screaming functions as a product of rhythm, ultimately.
Yeah, yeah.
Screaming
it's
is
like rapping. It's a pattern that can be
exactly. Yeah. That's right. So for those of you who don't quite understand, you have to realize it's not about a flowing melody when you're singing. It's sometimes everything to do with the rhythm. Otherwise, you know, that would discount all rap songs for that matter. You know, we can almost lump the two into the same category because of the way they function. So for those of you who don't quite understand it, I hope that sort of gives you a little bit of an insight that your ear shouldn't expect to be following a melody vocally. You should be listening to the lyrics, listening to the rhythms, and then the melody is then driven by the band itself and the variations of the bass and of, I have to admit, some of your guitar harmonies and especially, I will say, A Holy Ghost Revival drives a lot of music, you know, hardcore music theory and just a flow of what I would call classical music even through what you guys play. It's incredible for me, and I guess from a musician, I truly appreciate what you guys do, and I figured I would give you the listeners on air, a chance to understand sort of how I see and how you can also see heavy metal music. So, all right. So,
thank you very much.
Oh, that's a problem. That's
one of the biggest compliments we've had in a long time. So,
it's really quite fun for me to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
I'm a huge sucker for the guitar harmonies back and forth, like two guitars playing, you know, notes that are right next to each other as they're flowing along. Just kill me. Oh my gosh. Slay me. So do we have another song coming up?
Keepers of the Light. Tell us about it.
That is a title track of our EP that we released a while ago.
A year and a half, 2 years ago. Yeah.
But I feel like that was like the tip of the iceberg for us, like writing a song that finally had like good keyboards and, you know, that shine through that we had an actual
song.
Well, song, but the keyboards and like strings and stuff like that could work with a metal band.
Yeah.
I think that's where that makes us a different apart from all the other bands. We have like orchestration and strings and
yeah, when you think like keys and whatnot in a metal band, you think it's going to be really melodic and, you know, between the Buried and Me type of music, but you guys are surprisingly really hard. Was that intentional, or were you trying to appeal to a general public? I'm curious.
Well, like with our first EP, we wrote melodic music. I mean, and with our EP, Keepers of the Light, we wanted to get heavy and like darker, but still keep the light notes. Yeah.
More aggressive.
Yeah, more aggressive.
But still have that hook that pop out and be beautiful.
It has that sort of positive release. It has that build up all the tension, and then it has this nice sort of flowing release that just feels like you just feel this wave of energy, this positivity, and just.
So this is the title of your EP. Would you say that this is your most prominent song that you guys are most proud of?
I think we're going to play Winds right now, I think.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're going to be switching over to Winds of Intelligence.
I'm assuming saving the best for last then?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Tell me about the Winds of Intelligence. Give me a basic outline. What is the song?
I haven't listened to the song for a while, actually. It's been a while.
So this is your own?
This is our own music. This song's about Mother Earth and taking care of it, and how have we gone astray from the path of living in balance with Earth, and how can we get back onto it and back onto the path that is of taking care of our planet, taking care of ourselves, and living in harmony with it instead of this man-made world that we've forced onto what we call society now.
Yeah,
is totally out of whack with the way that. Let's say Native Americans lived, or let's say any culture like that that lives in a balance with it. So,
and they try to justify it and say that we are living in that world.
They say we're progressing, yet we're destroying ourselves.
Yeah,
and
paying a fine for littering on the street, and in fact, we've littered ourselves with our paved roads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on.
This is Winds of Intelligence.
Let's listen to Winds of Intelligence from a Holy Ghost Revival.
On
KROV 91.1 FM, Oroville's community radio from the Feather River to the mountains above. This is, again, Winds of Intelligence by a Holy Ghost Revival.
We'll be right back.
All right, and that was... What was that, Tyler?
Winds of Intelligence.
That was Winds of Intelligence.
That's right. Here on KROV 91.1, Oroville's community radio from the Feather River to the mountains above. And we'd like to take a quick moment to say a word about one of our sponsors here, one of our underwriters, and that's Oroville Christian School. Oroville Christian School has been educating students from the grades K through 8 for over 25 years. If you're interested, you can call them at 530-533-2888 or fax them at 533-4155. And you can visit at 3758 Olive Highway, Oroville, California, 95966. It's the school on the hill.
So getting back to the show, you just heard Winds of Intelligence. And that, guys, that's an amazing song. I've heard you guys play it live numerous times. Always get down in the pit, you know.
You're always in the pit, aren't you?
I am, always. Even in my blue suede shoes. So were you guys, like, wanting to go as a band as far as, like, some bands don't want to get big, some, you know, want to stay underground? Like, do you guys have a manager? Like, tell me.
We don't have a manager. I pretty much do all of the booking and PR. That was good. But yeah, I mean, we definitely want to be as big as we possibly can. I don't want to stay in Oroville and just play locally. I want to tour the world, you know. I want to spread this music as far as we can go.
Now, speaking of which, performing wise, you guys have another show coming up here. I know you have something on April 27th at the Axiom here in Oroville. Do you guys have any other? April 27th. We've had this conversation multiple times.
That's you're the right.
Dun, dun, dun,
that's
dun, dun,
right. Yeah, I was going to tell you guys about that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, well, apparently times are changing. All right. Anyways, outside of that.
PR for
Oh.
Yeah, I do all the booking.
I do all the booking.
So, by the way. here's the question of the day. What's your next show? Where can we see you next, this epic music? Where can we hear you?
As far as all age shows, probably our next show is probably going to be in Chico at the Dex Concert Hall. It's in downtown. It's downtown Chico on Main Street.
All right.
Main Street and...
underneath. It's actually like right behind the Crazy Horse Saloon.
It's right behind the Crazy Horse Saloon. And what day is that?
That is...
20th.
April 20th.
All right. 20th. So come on out behind the Crazy Horse Saloon on April 20th. What time? Do you guys know?
It starts at 8. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 8:30. Also, we're going to be playing with Chico's Plagues. They played with us. They played with
Sick
us.
Band, yeah.
They played with us the other night at the Benefit Show. There's also Every Hand Betrayed, God Van Dam, and Taunus Year One.
Cool stuff. Can't wait to see that. Actually, if I'm around, I'd love to check that out. Now, I have something for you guys. Uh-oh. These are probably the best pens you'll ever own in your life. That's right. You guys get free pens. These were given to us by Comer's Print Shop. Over 80 years of service. Yes. Comer's Print Shop. They are absolutely incredible. I love them down there.
I want a pen.
All of our stuff like that. They're awesome.
All of our tour laminates, everything.
Yeah.
They've done everything for a Holy Ghost Revival. And you know what? If you're an up-and-coming star, if you want to put together your own event, if you have an event, or if you just have any need whatsoever when it comes to the printing world, we can guarantee you that Comer's Print Shop does it better, does it cheaper, and does it faster. They're an incredible, incredible group. And you can go and check them out at... Comer's Print Shop, 5717. Let me say that again, 530-533-5717. They're an incredible, incredible group of people.
And where are
I can't
these
love
incredible,
them more.
Incredible people located?
I actually don't know their exact location, but fortunately we have the interwebs, and we'll get that out to you as soon as humanly possible.
Modern technology.
Yeah. Modern technology. I had their card, but here you guys get these lovely Bic pens.
Yes.
I love these pens to death. They write smoother than velvet. I can't even begin to describe. I can't let them go. I'm like standing here. I'm going to give it to them. No, I'm just going to hold it. I'm going to give it to them. So, Comer's Print Shop, wherever you are, I love you, and thank you for these pens. I'm going to hand these out. Tyler, take it away.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. As soon as I get my pen. Dude, I'm not going to speak till I get a pen.
There's only four, and there's... Oh.
Sorry, brother. Okay, it's all right. We can share in the back.
You can borrow it if you want.
A bit, no interest?
I do have a...
I'll let you borrow something. Yeah.
I do have a little problem, I am going to admit. I do love pens with a ridiculous passion. I love... pens.
Are you like a gel pen freak in sixth grade?
Oh, I am. I am not a gel. Like, ew! No. I am not one of those freaks. I'm the sort of guy. I've got a briefcase, ladies and gents.
He's got a gold-plated pen.
No, I wish it was gold-plated. Forever. This pen is probably the best pen I've ever had, and it's. I can't even think of the name of the company. It's made by Philo Man or something like that. Anyways. It's called Tradio.
Sounds scary.
And it's here. You guys check it out.
Sounds
check
medieval.
Out the tip. The tip of the pen is just absolutely incredible. And yes, that's right. We're on the great station here at 91.1 FM here in Oroville, KROV 91.1 FM. And we are talking about pens with a Holy Ghost Revival. Why? Because we can. And I'm seriously addicted. Like, feel right. There's a piece of paper right there. Right on that thing.
Almost like one of those ink pens.
It's almost like one of those ink pens. Yeah, that's right.
Like that. Well, I mean, like, pens, the feather, the...
Yeah, like a quill.
Yeah, the quill, yeah. There you go.
Incredible pens.
I actually write with one.
Yeah.
No, I'm dead pens. Serious. Yeah, inkwell, little fountain pen. I write to my ex-girlfriend in Germany.
Some
yeah.
Skills with
a little bit, yeah. You know, I'll do some loops.
No
printing.
You can't print with a feather, man. That's just taking it.
That goes against the etiquette.
Absolutely.
As someone who works in the restaurant industry, I can't tell you how valuable, like how invaluable
a good
using pens are. It breaks my heart whenever I have a great pen and I hand it to one of my guests at their table when they sign their credit card. And they steal my pen and gank it.
And
it just
goes.
A part of me just dies inside. I feel so shattered.
So, this is just off the top of my head, but you're a waiter?
Yes.
So, what do you guys all do, like, to raise money and to put into the band?
Go ahead. Start with you.
What?
Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, I now work at Outback Steakhouse in Chico. It was Applebee's, and now I made the transition.
Yeah.
You've made the transition from Applebee's.
From Applebee's to Outback.
Outback.
That's I can't even do an Australian. I'm just gonna
day-to-day jobs, huh?
Yeah. Oh, day-to-day jobs.
And this is what we do when we're not playing music.
Is it tough?
It is pretty tough.
Yeah.
Johnny would know.
Meeting the demands of everyday living.
Normal lives, huh?
Mixed with other things.
Corey, I work at the local Celestino's here in town.
Celestino's.
Delivering pizzas.
Celestino's.
If I ever yes, deliver a pizza to your door.
Tip well, my friends.
Tip well.
Because I'm a struggling musician over here.
That's right. Support your local music. Yeah. Go to Celestino's.
Yeah. Yep.
And I, Johnny, I am currently not employed with like a 9-to-5 everyday job, but I work for J-Max Productions, which is a production company out of Chico. They book shows at the Senator Theater.
Okay.
And so I'm a loader. I get to meet different bands and help them load in and set up a stage.
The best job ever. Yeah. If you're in a band. So.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's right. You're getting to meet some incredible people.
As I Lay Dying just played in Chico a couple weekends ago.
I got to meet all them. I loaded in all their stuff and helped them set up. I actually got to pull down Devil Wears Prada's scrim and then the big As I Lay Dying poster behind the band, and everybody started screaming. And I got me and Trevor, our drummer Trevor, we got to pull the screen down, and like the whole crowd's just going wild, and As I Lay Dying standing behind their equipment, and I'm all, I hope you know that they're screaming for us, not for you. And they all just started busting up laughing, and then like ran out there and killed it.
That's tight. Just
that is
backstage,
tight.
Just like a giddy little schoolgirl.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah, totally gotcha. Yeah, fangirling it, dude.
Yeah, I touch them sometimes. I walk by them.
You just,
like,
you know,
graze their leg a little bit. Say I touched the guitarist from As I Lay Dying. It's kind of cool.
Sort of creepy. I'm not gonna lie, but
yeah, it's alright. Hey, I'm down. I'm a creepy fanboy.
Creepy fanboy. What does that sound like?
Back.
Yeah, sure. Just keep on trucking. That's cool.
And then I check my hairdo.
Yeah, I don't really have one. Yours is cool.
Kyle's, Kyle's an accountant.
Yeah, I work for, you know, J.P. Morgan, stocks, bonds, everything
Wall
professional
Street.
You can imagine.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely kidding you. Oh. I haven't had a job since I was like,
yeah, the closest he gets the closest he gets to any bonds is if he watches Barry Bonds
yeah.
on TV. Like, that's pretty much
it. I was like, how do people trust you with their money? Like, no offense.
No, no.
Yes, if I could get $300 and steal your soul,
yeah.
Could I take both?
Yeah, I haven't had a job for a long time, and that's why I am so mediocre at guitar, too. You know, I sit at home, I play for 15 minutes a day, pump it out about my guitar reps, and that's where I end. I usually play some Black Ops.
Sign out on your little you know, log sheet.
Yeah, I play for my 10 minutes today. I'm extremely mediocre, and I have to do this. Move on. To
that's right, and now I'm going to work on my hand-eye coordination. I'll play Black Ops for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And
until I can't sleep because I'm dreaming of it. That's what happens. I play for so long.
That's right. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's fun. So that's we all work hard. We all work very hard.
Some of us killing phantoms,
yeah.
Other of us actually getting, you know, paid and tips,
yeah,
and you know,
real,
being successful.
But I am married, so that, you know, that's a good notch to be above you guys. I got my stuff together. You guys are still with the, you know, meandering around the.
Who's telling you that?
Ladies, and I'm a full grown man. I've got a woman at home. Her name's Flower Power. She's
I'm sorry
home.
To hear that.
Yeah, well, I got my mom at home. What do you know? About
that's
does the
right,
same
folks.
Job, and I can get rid of her. No, congratulations though. I know Flower. She's an amazing girl.
Yeah,
she's
very
awesome.
Cool. And she supports me. Like
definitely.
Cool.
Congratulations, by the way, on
thank
all
you.
Of that.
Thank you.
And by the way, you guys are killing it. I love you guys. Thank you all for being here. We're not done yet, though. I want to just take a quick moment here. We're going to play another one of your songs.
I don't think we have one.
Oh, we do, as a matter of fact, have one.
Oh, we do.
That's right, because we're on the same page here, folks. This is KROV 91.1 FM. That's right. And it's sort of kind of like a station break, but it isn't. And I guess I could read another one of these cards. Wow, Sam Beasley. Right, that's right. One of our generous, there we go. There's the word. Sam Beasley, who reminds you, save your life, save your freedom, drive sober. Thanks again to Sam Beasley for supporting community radio here on KROV. Wow,
This is really quite cool.
This is
the point where I press that button, you know, and it has the really like, whoa, KROV,
bringing you connected. Wow, yeah. So let's play that track, and the name of that track is, tell us, Tyler.
Keepers of the Light.
Keepers of the Light, here with a Holy Ghost Revival's Keepers of the Light.
Get excited.
Get excited, folks. We'll be right back. sorry about that. Folks, hi, how's it going? This is KROV 91.1, and this is a great station, and you were just listening to Keepers of the Light by A Holy Ghost Revival, and that was absolutely incredible. Mind-blowing. Ah, that's right. I think I've actually heard that song a couple times live, if I'm not mistaken.
We play it every time.
Yeah, see, that explains a lot. Now, I do want to make one point about you guys. Now, if you get a chance to listen to them live, or watch them live, I should say, their showmanship is through the window. Now, this is for those of you who are listening who want to be performers and musicians on stage. The greatest thing that you can do, and especially, you know, for those of you who are audience members, I'm sure you can connect with this, is if the band is up there dancing, moving, grooving, and absolutely getting into their music, the lights are flashing, you're in a whole, almost a trance-like state, just listening to the intensity and watching the intensity of this music, it's totally worth it, versus having a band that's just standing up there like a bunch of loonies, little twigs, who aren't doing much, but they're playing, you know, they could be playing symphonies of all sorts, symphonies, intricacies of all sorts, sick, heavy music. But if they're not moving, it's really not the same. And I love what you guys do. You guys put out some incredible amounts of lights. Yeah. And Johnny, your sweat is probably fallen all over my face a couple times.
It's the best sweat I've ever tasted.
It's the best sweat you could ever have here at the great station. I want to hear, how did you guys come up with your light scheme? What was your drive behind it? Because anytime I've had to work with a band, you guys actually shut off all the lights and have your own lighting, and I find that absolutely incredible to work with.
Our whole light deal, I mean, we've gone to many shows, and I mean, we've seen your broad horizon of light shows. I mean, from local bands to Azalea Dine and stuff, who just came, and their light show was amazing. And I mean, obviously they can afford that.
Right, right.
But it all came down to, I mean, it just, with your own lights, you can program them to your music, basically. And you can, it just adds more energy to your show. Anything as we visual. See it. Yeah. It just, adds that visual element to our show, which obviously makes it,
right, it's like a more musical high watching. And an epileptic shock all at the same time.
Well, a lot of it is, a lot of the fans are like insecure to move and mosh or dance or jump or scream or do whatever they want to do at the show. But when you have a lot of lights on stage, a lot of like house lights or anything like that are up on top of the roof, it puts a lot of light on the crowd and they feel almost uncomfortable in their own skin. They're there to have a good time and let go. And so we try to use our own lights and turn off all the house lights so that it's more intimate. It flashes on and off. It's dark and light, and you know they feel as soon as the lights go off, their freedom goes from feeling uncomfortable to like no one can see me. It doesn't even matter what happens. No one can see anything. Let's just rage. And I feel like that's a lot to do with it.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. I absolutely, and I said the word absolutely. I will absolutely, 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 very, 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 very much enjoy what you guys do. So props and bravo to that. I will give you a sitting ovation because for me to stand, I would have to duck my head. See, I'm standing right now. It just feels weird to stand like that. So let's actually get the rest of the other band guys in here, and we're going to close out this next 25 minutes of the show with just everyone in here. We're just going to jam, chill out, and just talk. Crazy ideas, music, harmonies, whatever else.
Yeah. You guys want to jam some freestyle blues?
Oh,
you guys want to sing some blues?
You know some blues?
Yeah!
If you can play some blues, we will give you some sad stories.
I'm down.
Oh, we are so here. That's right. We even have jam sessions here on KROV 91.1. And this is a great station for those of you who are listening in right now. You have just missed some incredible stuff if you are just catching it now, but you're about to listen to even more incredible things coming up, and I do use the word incredibly very loosely, so I would just watch out, folks. I have loose words.
Who's singing first?
Want to
Lucas,
admit that.
I know you're a ball of energy.
Oh, we're going to... Oh, improv, dude. We're going to improv.
That's you.
Oh, that's
Jim
Kent. Oh.
Juggling Jim Kent.
Oh, you know that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear someone else go first. Come on, let's get some stuff. Oh, we're gonna have Tyler go on.
There, yes, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Green.
That's so green.
Well,
my baby woke me up this morning and I put on my blue suede shoes. I didn't want to go to work that day, so I went to the swimming pool. And I cast my reel and I started to fight for a fish. And I let the baby bass go. And I sat on my stump and it started to snow. And I started to sing. Oh, I started to sing about the swimming hole blues. Oh, the swimming hole blues, yeah. But then my buddy Lucas comes up and he says, "Hey, partner, I've got a real cue."
Lucas Valadez, everybody. Lucas Valadez. Let's go, baby.
That was awesome, by the way. Let's give Hawthorne a little bit of credit there. That was an amazing story.
Tyler Hawthorne.
Yeah, he's letting basses go. He's a humanitarian. He's got his friends involved. It was amazing. It was great. Yeah.
We're a metal band, but we like to play the blues.
Well, my
he tried to steal Tyler's idea.
Hey, this is hard, you know. We got to
railroad tracks reaching on back to my home. I almost lost my foot because I didn't want to leave my guitar on the railroad track. I took the extra time to zip my case shut, and that was almost my downfall, because I was caught hit by the train.
That's good. I can't do that. I can improv on the guitar, but you couldn't ask me to make up lyrics on the spot.
I can't make up lyrics.
Difficult.
That was fun though.
Oh, we're gonna stop there.
Are you up?
Of course, dude.
All right. What kind? You want a boogie? You want
just,
a jam?
Just keep what you were doing right there. Right, yeah, there. Yeah. What you were doing right there. Oh, I like this. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, up, 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 up. Ooh, up, 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 up.
Here we go. A Holy Ghost revival has shown up to the stage. Yeah. Then came anchored up in truth now on the great station stage, yeah. And we're making up songs. Oh, we're making up songs today, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lucas, come on closer, dear. Let me hear you say something soft. Tell me about the sad things, all the sad things in your world, and tell me what you got.
I've got a hope that I know the juggling man can show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
Alright.
Woo! Yeah. That's what we call improv.
I can dig it. So maybe we could just all tour together. Juggling metal pop rock show.
Yep.
We have to switch identities every night, though. So, like, you'll go on stage completely metaled out. I'm talking spikes and leather pants. And we'll go up there and we'll cut A-lines into our hair and eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
What's up?
There are pop rock bands that do. I'm not saying you guys. We don't wear spikes and leather pants either, so you guys didn't say anything about that.
Chad's
wear leather pants once, all right? Give him credit.
They were snakeskin, all right?
Boots and a cowboy hat.
Hey, you got to love those snakeskins, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So what other stuff can you put out on there? Come on, give us something.
Well, the intonation on this thing is really bad.
I'm just saying, dissing on the top of the bay. Wishing his guitar sounded better today.
Is there copyright?
Most of our songs started on acoustic guitar.
Just Just kidding. Yeah. We don't know who that was because it's copyright.
That's right. It's a song by and it's their title song.
Yeah, we don't know.
You know, before the band even started, it was just an idea, and him and Greg wrote all Greg the songs on acoustic guitars before it was even a thing.
Yeah.
Before keyboards
me and Greg
or anything.
Munn had like four songs. That was it. Me and him chilling in my RV, like a bunch of.
I actually, I remember Greg coming to my high school, and he would bring his, you remember his Dean when he first got it? Yeah.
I bought that thing for him, actually.
You what?
I bought it for him.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, you're in my band? He's like, okay. He's like, we're playing metal. I don't know how, but all right. I don't have a guitar. I was like, I'm buying you one. He's like, okay, I'm in, 100%.
That's so tight. Out and
probably played better than I did. he
got so good. It was nuts. I remember him just going to the school and just like sitting in front, like, not talking to anybody, just playing with no amp, just shredding on that Dean. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a cool guitar, man, for sure.
And so what happened to Greg? Why isn't he in the band anymore?
He's the tour life wasn't for him, I think. He's like, I want to go on tour. He has a job and
he wanted the quiet life.
Yeah, he's just kind of chilling. He's just a cool, calm guy. So yeah. This just wasn't up for him. He doesn't want to be in a van with seven smelly dudes eating top ramen for 2.5 weeks.
And Funyuns. And
yeah, Funyuns.
I mean, what
and
a band name would that be,
and,
though? Like, seven smelly dudes? It sounds like...
it's amazing.
And Alex came and saved our life.
He
learned our song, set,
that's right.
Like 5 days before we left for our first tour. And he's just been with us ever since.
And knocked it out of the park.
And this is Seven Smelly Bands, Seven Smelly Men with the hit track B.O.
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 B.O. is the D.O. for the B.O. Right?
Yes.
Beyond the distance.
We're getting tangled in my own wires here. So, we down for some more freestyle or what? Because we got a couple more minutes.
I don't know if we can afford it. I charge by the hour, so we're getting pretty close to that.
We're going to need a tip. Oh.
Okay, whatever. I just gave you a pen, you know.
Just gave you a big pen.
That's
how you repay
fine.
Me.
And those pens all came from Comer's Print Shop, by the way, to all of yous out there. Love you, Comer's Print Shop.
Let's sing one that we all know.
Wait, you know, here's a classic one that everyone knows. No, there's a classic. Everyone knows this one. What is it? We were just jamming on it.
Everyone knows it.
Oh,
so it looks like everyone
knows it.
Everyone knows it.
Lean On Me.
No. Oh, I don't know the keys to that, man. I've been playing metal since I was like 5.
Well, I'm sorry. The metal version.
I wish I knew.
Lean On Me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me.
Yeah. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Just call on your brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Well, I just
might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. Yeah, lean when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Over, bro.
Dude, the song is over like 5 minutes ago.
It's only over because he killed it.
That's right.
Wow, sound like we have a bunch of talented people.
Yeah, there we go.
We do have a lot of talented people in this room. We should just do this every night, guys.
We could. Make millions.
Billions. Make millions,
and then
yeah.
Act rich and put everyone down for being poor. That seems to be the trend these days. Hey, I made it from the bottom. You guys all suck now. That's weird.
That is really weird.
Isn't it strange?
Why can't you do what I do?
We all make $1 million. What have you guys been doing this whole time in the slums of...
It's
know,
funny,
because, like,
you know, when you're rich, think about it like this. You know, you walk into a place, you're rich.
You're feeling good.
You're feeling great, right? No, let's take it from the poor end. You walk into a place, you're poor. You go in, they walk in, you have to pay for things. People aren't so much charitable. Yeah. Right, you're rich, you walk into a place, what do? They give you free coffee.
Free drinks, yeah.
Free coffee, and you're like, hold up. There's something wrong with this calculation. I don't think the math actually works out where I get free coffee if I'm rich. I'm not even paying for it. And the poor guy is like paying out the nose in the wazoo. Yeah. Wherever the heck a wazoo is, and let me be honest, my friends, I have a large wazoo. I don't even know what it means, but it's provocative.
Large. It could be large.
It could be just ridiculously large, whatever a wazoo is. It's a wazoo kazoo. It's a new instrument. It's a kazoo that's a wazoo. What?
And yeah, you guys are going to be using a wazoo in your guys' next set, right?
Next with your didgeridoo, right? Because that's what's going to happen.
That's not a bad idea. I think
Demi
Moore had a didgeridoo.
Actually, that would be cool. If you guys ever write a song with a didgeridoo, like, if you guys write a metal song with a didgeridoo, I totally want to feature it here. I want to be the first. Like, you guys come in, didgeridoo it, and...
Or you... didgeridoo it!
Or didgeridoo-don't, I don't care. But, yeah, wow, it's an incredible time to have you all here. What's up? Oh, no, we're not going to play that song. What we're going to do right now is we actually...
It's just a breakdown.
That's just a breakdown. We had a technical difficulty with one of the songs that were coming through. Unfortunately, that won't be played. So for you guys, there was a band who we actually had a song for. The song would not come through. So we'll do it next time here on The Great Station. And that was a song from Soren called The Milk. Go ahead and look them up. It's S-O-R-I-N. Yeah, I had a song from Soren that was actually going to be featured.
Right. They're cool.
They're an incredible band. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the track to work here. So I'm going to go back and try to figure that out. You know, technology.
Stupid technology.
What are we going to ever do with it, right? Hi, I'm Craig Ferguson. Nice to have you here on the show.
Did you say Pig Ferguson or Craig Ferguson?
Craig Ferguson, okay. Not Pig Ferguson. Okay. Oh, that's great. Buduncha, yeah, that's right. And I'm Russell Brand. Nice to have you all today. What's up, guys? Yeah, something's up with this. We got this, right? Ah, no, okay. We're just going to sit here. What? Yeah, we will. We absolutely will. You know, I just got reminded by my good friend here, Tyler Hawthorne.
Tyler Hawthorne, everybody.
Tyler Hawthorne. Give him a round of applause. Tyler Hawthorne.
Thank you. You're too kind. You're too kind.
I do want to add he's got blue suede shoes with red laces.
Blue suede shoes with red laces. Awesome. As a matter of fact, I just picked up new shoes, too. These are quite comfortable. The other ones are getting ratty. So what I decided, because I do a lot of walking, and I love walking, it's absolutely great, and I decided, you know, it's time to... These are ridiculously comfortable. I have no clue who made them, but I do have an eventual goal of, you know, getting a nice pair of... I can't even think of the name of the shoe.
New Balances.
Actually. Yeah, that's right. Rocking the New Balance. Right? So, actually, let's take this moment to just say a couple of things that I want to get out of the way quickly. First, you guys have your show coming up on the 20th. Right? In Chico, behind the...
Crazy Horse.
Behind the Crazy Horse, that's right. And then, of course, Crazy Horse. And then we have...
Yeehaw!
That's right, folks. We're here at the Great Station here. That's right.
I was just about to freeze out.
I'm riding a bus. Driving a big old truck. Driving a truck with my high heels on. And, of course, we have Anchored in Truth. They have a show coming up on the 27th of April.
Anchored in Truth.
They're going to be having their show on... what day are they having the show? 27th at the Axiom. It'll be after an event with DYKYB. Don't you know you're beautiful? If you don't know you're beautiful, well, I'm just telling you right now, DYKYB.
Is the acapella group going to...
The acapella group won't be at that one. That'll be at another show.
You guys actually have an acapella group?
We have an acapella group. It is legit. You just heard a little bit of...
Can I join but not sing? Just sit? Sit with you guys and feel awesome? Just
sit and feel because, amazing.
Yeah.
One guy sitting in a stool.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness. I want to thank all of you out there who've been listening to the show. If you guys like the show, please look us up. We will be The Great Station, and it'll be on Facebook under The Great Station, unless someone else says, hey, I wanted that name first. But it's going to be up there anyways. Look up The Great Station, KROV 91.1 FM. If you want to look us up on the web, it's KROV.FM. You'll see The Great Station up there posting up loads of good, beautiful, amazing things. tune in at 8 o'clock and we'll have some light music rolling through. And then around 9:30 every Tuesday night, we'll have a heavy metal group coming in and featuring some of their music. And you'll get to hear wonderful Creed impressions from every band that we'll be posting up. Go ahead and like the videos. It's just mandatory.
Yeah,
it has Let's just be honest.
It has to happen.
It has to happen. So that's the great station here. And let's just get some final goodbyes from the guys out here before. I think Lucas and I is going to do something a little bit fun for the rest of you guys. If you guys like a cappella, we have something special.
Oh, what? He doesn't even know.
Oh, he knows what it is.
JT?
So, no.
JT.
So, this is a Holy Ghost Revival. Give them a round of applause, and you guys say goodbye to all those folks out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Listening.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for all the
support.
We
love to have you on. I mean, it's incredible to have you guys here. Total huge fans. Keep it up, dudes. Keep it up.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us. Thanks to all our fans. If anybody's listening, friends, family. You know, none of this is possible without you guys, so thank you very much.
Also, just a quick shout-out to my sister. I love you. You're far away.
I love you too.
He loves you too. My sister far away.
And he's married. Lucas
does. And you know Lucas does. Cece, we love you. So rock on. And this is Angered in Truth. You guys go ahead and say our toodaloos and bye-byes towards the microphone.
Toodaloo.
And bye-byes.
Toodaloo. Toodaloo
and goodbye.
And goodbye. That's right. And this is...
Dang it.
He's trying to say something. And of course... God, I have to mention, because this is approaching the final 6-7 minutes of the show, I do have to mention World Station Organization. World Station Organization is bringing music to children out here in Orville. We're trying to get more musicians out here supporting and creating more music here in Orville. Let's be honest, there's a lot of potential talent here. And you know, we can change the world around us. We can change our economy. We can do this, but we have to start with the kids. We can do this, folks. World Station Organization is going to be providing free music lessons at the Cultural Center, which is right by the Municipal Auditorium. So,
really?
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to have musicians from a couple bands come by and actually, you know, work with the kids so that they get some sort of inspiration to want to make more music. And here on the great station, if there's any child out there who has a great amount of talent, we will gladly take you on. You can look us up at KROV.FM, or you can look us up on Facebook or on Twitter at Juggling Jim Kent. And of course, Juggling Jim Kent on Twitter, you can reach me and then we can put you on the radio, which would be awesome. And for further productions, we can put you on at the Axiom as well. Yes. We're in charge of that. We're going to be putting together shows all summer. So giving you guys, you kids, you people out there, a voice, a chance for you to make music, express yourselves, and reach the community around you. Change the world that you're living in through World Station Organization. You can check them out at worldstation.org or worldstationmusic.org. Just look us up. We're looking for people to donate musical instruments, who will donate their time, and who will donate some money to help us out to pick up the musical instruments and make all of this a possibility, both here in our town of Oroville and Chico, and just in this community, and all the way out in the far reaches of Kenya, Nakuru, Kenya, which is our eventual goal. So, without further ado, I think Lucas Valadez and I will be doing something very special to close off the night for you all. Mr. Lucas, will you please join me up over here? You know what we will do? We will look up the lyrics right now. Lucas, do you have a phone? Does someone have a phone?
It doesn't.
All right. All right. Now you're going to look up the words.
James, I feel like you still have that Irish accent from a couple hours ago.
While you're looking up the words over here, this is Corey from A Holy Ghost, and I just wanted to say, if you have any questions or want to talk to us, hit us up on our Facebook, A Holy Ghost Revival, or facebook.com/A Holy Ghost Revival. You can ask us questions, comment on our page, do whatever you want. We'll respond. We're down to talk to you guys. And we also have merch for sale and everything, CDs. And if you want to pick up any of that, we all have that on our Facebook. So, yeah, facebook.com/A Holy Ghost Revival.
Also,
all
right, follow them on Twitter, actually. Follow them on Twitter so that they actually use their Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice. Yeah, use their Twitter, use our Twitter, because that's going to honestly be the best way for you to reach all of us here. It's going to be an incredible time. I cannot wait to hear from you guys. I just want to hear from you guys, hear what you guys think. Tell us what we should do on the show, because you're the audience. We're here for you. We want to make you happy with our music. So, yeah, feel free to check us out. And are you ready? Do we have this?
Yeah, well spoken, James. The words are up. And we'll give them a few seconds to get prepared and everything.
Okay, do you think we could do that?
Of course we can.
Let's do it.
All right, okay.
And here they are.
All right, here we go. Choose a note.
Wait, no.
That's right, folks. False start.
I don't want to. We stand up.
Oh, okay, I can stand up. Here we go.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, there's no less days to sing God's grace than when we first begun.
Yeah. Woo! That was hot.
Nice.
All right, folks, it's coming up to the end of the great station, so we want to thank you all for coming out here. That'll be every Tuesday night. That'll be every Tuesday night here on KROV 91.1 FM, Oroville's Community Radio. I will want to close out with just one more little thing here. One of our generous sponsors, the Sierra Gem Company, which buys gold and silver. They're located at 1390 Myers Street in Oroville, and 5913 Clark Road, James Square in Paradise. They can be reached by phone in Oroville at 530-532-0246 or in Paradise at 530-876-0481. And they're open in Paradise Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. closed Sunday. And in Oroville, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thanks again to CR Gem Company for supporting the community radio here at KROV 91.1 FM. We want to say a great thank you to all of the people here. We want to give a great thank you to Tyler Hawthorne, Lucas Valdez, Daryl Buis, and Aaron Bowen of Anchored in Truth. Sorry, Ben, that you couldn't make it, but you know that's life. And of course, Holy Ghost Revival, all of the cast and crew there. We want to say thank you all very much for coming out. I am your fabulous host, the amazing Jim Kent, and we're going to close out with a song by a Holy Ghost Revival called The Measure of Man. Thank you all. This is Great Station, and Jim Kent signing off.